folks were talking about doing things like having a permanent trap and removal effort for the burrowing owls instead of getting rid of the mice, which would involve permanent staff, permanent relocation facilities, and that's in perpetuity. That would be much more expensive than this one-time effort. And so a lot of these other alternatives were not only more expensive in terms of having to be carried on in perpetuity, they weren't likely to be 100% effective in removing the mice. And folks were asking us to look into things like introducing some sort of genetic mutation that would get rid of the mice. There really isn't a proven method of doing that. Other folks talked about introducing disease to the mice. They were looking at alternatives to rodenticides, essentially. Introducing predators. Folks talked about introducing feral cats. Well, one can easily imagine the problem that introducing feral cats would do to one of the most important seabird breeding colonies in the world. Snakes also was considered. Not only would those techniques not be close to 100% effective, the potential for the unintended consequences of releasing predators like that, or a disease, or some sort of genetic mutations are manifold.